What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, November 4th, 2019, start of a brand new week. And for those of you watching over YouTube, you'll probably notice it's a very different environment over the weekend. I got my main computer back up and running. I've moved into the space that is supposed to be my office. There's still stuff on the ground. It's going to take a while to really get things ironed out. But I'm off that little laptop and back on my main machine. So I'm having to go back and relearn how I was doing everything on this program before I moved to the laptop and had to come up with all this other new stuff. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So looking at the domestic political campaigns, Kamala Harris is already out there making excuses for why her campaign is failing. And in true liberal Democrat form, it's everybody's fault but her own. And apparently in the space of this, actually made some racist comments, which took everybody by surprise, because the Democrats run on being, you know, the anti-racist party. Anyway, Beto O'Rourke was confronted by a very angry woman up in Connecticut, and she basically blasted him on his idiotic gun policy. Not that that's going to matter much more, because Beto O'Rourke has now dropped out of the race for president. Everybody's wringing their hands saying, oh, he could have done it. He's ahead of President Trump by 10 points. That obviously has to be a lie. If Beto was leading President Trump in the polls, honest polls, by 10 points, the money would be pouring on in here. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, as you know, starting last week, somebody was putting out the rumor she's going to run third party. She's going to run third party. She's going to split the Democratic vote and just destroy everything. She's going to hand the White House back to Donald Trump. And Tulsi Gabbard, as part of her ongoing tweets feud with Hillary Clinton, says, no, she's not running as a third party candidate. She is still among the Democrat lineup. She's not quitting. Now, she's having, you know, trouble fundraising. There's a lot of people who do not like her, particularly in the military-industrial complex. Now, the latest news is, depending upon who you ask, I mean, the polls are all over the place, especially the ones in the corporate media. Same polls that told us back in 2016 that Hillary was winning by 95 points out of 100. And then, of course, she got absolutely clobbered here. But the latest poll, and this one is coming out of, see here, Investment Watch blog, is that support for impeachment is in decline. And frankly, I am not surprised at that. First of all, there doesn't seem to be a case there. Second of all, I'm sick and tired of the whining. I'm sick and tired of the Democrats just getting out there and whining, saying, impeachment, impeachment, we've got to have impeachment. Oh, please give us impeachment. They got nothing to impeach him with. And the latest bombshell to hit the impeachment campaign, apparently this top secret CIA FBI informant, Stephen Halper, also served as a source for the Washington Post reporter David Ignatius, providing Russiagate smears, which we all know that was all lies, and so he's probably lying again, because that's how things work in Washington, D.C. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Meanwhile, the corporate media is out there singing the praises of Stephen Halper, and the reason is very obvious. They were out there uncritically regurgitating his false claims for years. And they don't want to go back and say, well, yeah, this guy was a liar. And gee whiz, we're sorry we helped him lie to you. They did, because that's what they do. Now, the nation's leading impeachment lawyer, Ross Garber, is saying that Pelosi and Schiff's impeachment process is a path to disaster, not for Donald Trump, but Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. It's kind of good to hear. Are they willing to self-immolate to please Hillary Clinton? Incredible push to get Trump at any costs originated with Hillary Clinton, this bitter old woman who cannot get over the fact that she's lost the race for the White House twice. And they're still talking back and forth. Will she try for a third time? More about that later. Over at the Michael Flynn hearing, the hearing has been canceled. The judge is reviewing the case and saying that the prosecutors might be in contempt of court. I think the greatest thing that could happen is all charges against Flynn get dismissed. He gets to sue for wrongful prosecution. And what's happened is Michael Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, has reversed the process. It's not Flynn who's on trial any longer. It's the Obama Justice Department, how they behave. Just scumbags here. Meanwhile, Mueller and the deep state Department of Justice are out there denying allegations. The most recent response to General Flynn's attorneys. It's outrageous. How dare you? Which is one of the signs of propaganda. The Department of Justice was out there saying that there were no material changes to the Flynn FBI 302. There is evidence to the contrary there. Notice they're not saying there were no changes at all. They're saying there are no material changes, meaning, yeah, we may have made a few changes here, but none of them are important. Well, if they're not important, why did you make them? So the story has mutated one more time. The FBI is now saying, well, what happened is they lost the original 302 report from Michael Flynn, so they had to recreate it. But they're pretty sure they got it right. They're pretty sure that they got it right here. Okay. Right now, Schiff is trying to line up more whistleblowers because his current one is already self-immolating here. And so he's turned to a gentleman named Eric Ciaramella. Only it turns out he may be implicated in the upcoming FISA report. And all of a sudden, Eric has gotten cold feet. He's broken off negotiations. So he's now saying he will not testify. Democrats are just destroying themselves with this issue. Okay, article that came out of Investment Watch blog again. Apparently, somebody conducted a poll saying who would people vote for? Who would the Democrats vote for if Hillary Clinton entered the 2020 race? And according to this poll, if you believe them, she's right behind Joe Biden. And supposedly, according to this poll, without Hillary in the race, Biden is way, way ahead. Well, we're hearing that Biden is going to drop out because he's just flat out run out of money. They're already out there trying to sell this idea. Yeah, Hillary could do it. She could really do it this time. Third time's a charm. She's worked so hard. She's such a sweet lady. She really deserves being president. She's a bitter woman. And if she were to win the presidency, she's angry with the American people who didn't vote her in the last two times. She will find some way to get even with us all. Think about that. Now, E. Jean Carroll is now suing Donald Trump for defamation after he claimed her sexual assault accusations against him were false. Well, burden of proof is on her. Okay, this, you know, always believe the woman, hashtag me too, that's nonsense. If the allegations are false, and that's a reasonable assumption, Trump has a right to say the allegations are false. And she's turning around and suing, say, claiming that my allegations are false represents defamation. And we're going to sue you. We're going to sue you for everything you've got. George Soros is out there admitting he's impeded by Trump in his program to turn the United States socialist. So at least he's out there admitting what it is he's trying to do. He wants to turn the United States socialist. Gosh darn, Trump is just getting in his way. All right, let's turn to the war zones here. And there's been a massive car bomb in northern Syria, killing 13, wounding 20. And the blast on Saturday ripped through a crowded market in Tal Abyad, recently occupied by Turkish-backed militant proxies. Now, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is located in Great Britain, said the blast targeted pro-Turkey fighters and civilians were also among the dead. Basically, they're trying to sell the idea this is revenge on Turkey for selling out al-Baghdadi. But there are reasons to think this may not be true, because car bombing as a tactic is generally employed by the jihadist groups and not by the Kurds. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's been a while since I've called. I've been over in Africa for a little bit.
So oh, good.
Working offshore, helping BP. Anyway, I'm calling about is the Army and General Flynn. And besides the Army, they really need to get revenge for what the CIA and FBI did to General Flynn. They really also have to look at the judges in all this. I mean,
yes.
It's this judge who's sitting on this case right now. I mean, this 302 issue, he's known about it for a long time. And he's part of this whole conspiracy. Same way with the FISA judges. I mean, where's
yes.
the contempt? Where's the ordering of the FBI to get us these documents? They're slow walking to any kind of subpoenas or any kind of judicial orders. They're obviously part of the conspiracy. So I've realized, and I think most Americans realize, there's no justice in this country, and probably Barr's on the take because he's with Bush and 9/11. And I appeal to like people in the Army. And after seeing the great injustice done to General Flynn and some of the other institutions that have been destroyed by this whole Russia conspiracy and the president, to take the gloves off and to start arresting these people or worse, whether it's declaring martial law or a state of emergency, we have the totally lost control of the justice in this country. And it's obvious that these judges need to be arrested also and tried, because this is a scam. I mean, what they've done to General Flynn is it was just the 302s were changed, but it wasn't material. I mean, the judge right now should arrest the agents involved in this and disbar the lawyers who are blocking this and allowed Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, a general of the United States Army, to be framed and railroaded and to have his career destroyed. I mean, where is the anger, though? I got to say, I can't believe that the Army and the military are just sitting around letting their people be, there's kind of a quiet thing in Washington where you're supposed to respect each other's institutions, you know? And the judiciary
yes.
and the judges are showing no respect for one of the oldest institutions in American history, the one started by George Washington, the United States Army. So my appeal is to members of the Army to let your power be known. And I don't mean that in any kind of illegal way, but in a way that the other establishment and the other institutions of government realize that this cannot stand, that we want we want justice for General Flynn, and we want to see punishment for these people. These judges are really particularly vile because they're the ones that should have put an end to this 2 years ago. And to sit there and allow the FBI this whole thing on 302s, it's sickening. Why is it even taking this damn long? What more evidence does this damn judge need? He just does want to protect the embarrassment against the FBI, and he wants to protect the Mueller probe and the whole Russia thing. It's such a disgrace. Well, anyway, I'm sorry I've been hot on this. The other thing I wanted to bring up real quick was when I was over there in Africa, I heard about Don Jr. saying he hopes it's Hillary that goes against Trump, because she, that way Hillary can, you know, Trump can beat her. Well, I think that's very disgraceful. When I heard it, I lost a lot of respect for Mr. Trump's son, because I don't want to see Hillary anywhere near any chance, even if it's like less than 1% chance of being president of the United States. I don't want to see her, and any real true patriot should look at her like the plague, and you don't want to even allow the concept of her being near the presidency. Now, if Mr. Trump's son thinks that, oh, it'll make his father's victory easier, that's like really selfish to, against the country. He should worry about the country more and his father's reelection less.
Pardon it's me? Also naive. Hillary's, you know, Hillary's going to cheat again like she did in 2016. You know, the Democrats are flooding this country with illegal immigrants and getting them registered to vote, even though they're not supposed to vote. And, you know, Hillary thinks that the ends justify the means, and therefore she's going to cheat.
Well, absolutely. She's a monster, and that's why he should know better, that she shouldn't be even, you know, contemplated as like, you shouldn't be glad that she's, you know, or hoping that she's going to run against, you know, Trump, even if you think that makes it easier for your father to win. You're putting the country at such serious risk, you know? I mean, she's such a monster. It's just yes. When I heard that it really sickened me, because you know he should know better. He's a lot smarter than me, I guess, or maybe he's not smarter than me, but he knows a lot more of the inside scoop, you know. So what's going on with that? I mean, he should be ashamed of himself, and it just shows that he's really selfish, and that he doesn't really care about the country. He's more interested in his father being reelected, and that's kind of disgraceful.
Well, you know, something I've learned in my many years on this planet is being rich or having political power does not mean that person is automatically somehow smarter or better than the rest of us. And that's just the reality. In fact, looking at what's going on over at the impeachment inquiry, they're making some really stupid mistakes.
Oh, well, the whole thing is stupid on the surface, but you know, the fact of the matter, Mike, is the way they've silenced the media and the way the media is just a parrot for the deep state, I think they're, you know, they realize that they have to defeat Trump at all costs, and the truth doesn't matter. And really, to tell you the truth, when you talk to most Americans, the truth really doesn't matter. And when you talk to most Americans now, they're emotional, they don't know how to reason anymore, the people on the left. And the fight is going to be for the middle and the independents, and they're going to appeal to, you know, against Trump is the women, and particularly, you know, the white women in the suburbs. You know, that's what their hope is.
Yes.
So, you know, but they do, you know, it doesn't matter that everything's a lie anymore, because, you know, as a 9/11 truther and, you know, like Vince Foster and all that stuff, they bury the truth and they call you names if you bring up the truth. And, you know, it's like I can see like how they're, you know, totally thinking this through and thinking we can't afford to have Trump be reelected. They're pulling all stops, and they figure since they own the media outright, and Trump really hasn't protected the alternative media. That's just on Trump. I've said since the last, you know, year that if Trump loses this election, it's really on him. He's got the whole deep state, you know, bar information and Epstein to destroy them with. He still has a bit of an alternative media, but he hasn't stood up for it. You know, I mean, I'm banned from Facebook. I can't post here and there anymore. I've been pretty much silenced, you know, and, you know, I'm just a little guy here in Tennessee, but a lot of people have been being silenced, and their YouTubes are, you know, I noticed from just surfing around on YouTube how much different it is, you know.
Yes.
And you look into it and you find out, like, a lot of my favorites, I have a hard time finding them anymore. I got to look around. I can't go to, like, you know, I subscribe to their channels, and I have to do an end run to find them because they're being blocked.
So, okay, well,
you know,
Joe, I got to let you go here.
Okay,
we've got to take a break from commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with the last caller, the frustration of Donald Trump. You know, he's good at giving threats, but I think what he needs to do is show a show of force and actually do a follow-through with what he says. And going back to what just happened recently with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he's threatened to withhold federal aid to California for the fire damage. And, of course, Gavin Newsom is blaming Donald Trump for the fires. And in the reverse, Donald Trump's come back saying, well, you have not managed the forest correctly. That's your problem. You cause this every year. Fires, fires, fires. That's your problem for mismanagement of the forestry. And, but, you know, if he's not going to be able to do that. It's impossible to hold the federal aid for these fires. It's impossible. I mean, but strategically, politically, if you think about it, California will never, ever, ever go Republican again. It's never going to happen. The Ronald Reagan days of Republicans, it's never going to come back to California. It's done. The illegal immigration has taken over. Whites are being squeezed out. People are leaving the state. That's why I left. But it would be nice for him to follow through with a threat. And he could have started that from the very beginning with the federal immigration law, in enforcing federal immigration law, and those governors who refused to follow federal immigration laws and said, we're going to consider being a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state. It would have been nice for him to step right up and say, that's not going to happen, and send the authorities.
Well, the big argument, though, is who's in authority here? And this gets back to the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, where, in theory, the federal government trumps the state governments. And the state governments are clearly in violation of Title VIII. And you're right. Trump should have done something. He let this get out of control.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as he came into the Oval Office, the first thing he should have done was start slapping down these people and say, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Democrats and the liberals played the human rights thing to the T to say this is all humanitarian. We have to allow these people in when we know the lies about why people were coming into this country wasn't humanitarian. They weren't coming because they were fleeing their country from the drug lords or anything like that. It was simply they want a better life. They want a better life. That's why they're coming here. And I'm okay with immigration, you know, checks and balances and allowing people in if, first of all, they meet the criteria and they're not felons and other things. But, you know, the thing got out of control, and he should have been more like Ronald Reagan when he took on PATCO when they went on strike, and he said, get back to work, and they didn't get back to work. He fired them all. And it would have been nice to see a little bit of Reagan backbone with Donald Trump from the very beginning to send a message, because had he sent that message right away quickly of what kind of president he was going to be, a forceful, strong president, I think the Democrats would have said, you know what, we're not going to tackle this guy. We can't. He's already shown he's a president with spine, with character. We can't go up against this guy. He's just way too strong. And he would have had the support of the American people on a whole. He would have had the support of most Americans on following federal immigration law. Nobody's going to debate that. Only a small percentage would debate that. And those are the ones who have something to gain from it. That's the illegals and the Democrats who want them as voters.
You're absolutely right. And I think the majority of Americans don't have a problem with legal immigration. I don't.
Right.
It's the illegal part, and the fact that there are no filters, if you will, on the people who are crossing our border. And as a result, we're being flooded by MS-13 gang members and drug dealers and who knows what all else out there. And if you'll notice, you know, street crime has just been soaring along with the population of the illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats are trying to make illegal in as far as immigration. It's kind of like jaywalking, you know. Well, it's a crime, but it's really not that big a crime, and we really should look the other way on this. But it's purely benefiting the Democrats to have illegal immigration come in and flood this country, clearly benefiting them all the way.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It might benefit them now, but in the long run, it's going to crush this country down like nothing like it's doing in Europe. It's going to bring it crumbling down because it's just the country's broke already. There's no way we can sustain bringing more people in that are on some kind of assistance.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's just, it ruins your fabric of society eventually. And it's already started, like, in California. I mean, it's like, the place is finished.
Our national debt is now officially above $23 trillion with a T dollars. Okay, well, listen, Dustin, stay on the line. We've got to take another break for commercials. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're on the line with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, take it away.
Yeah, Mike, on with Trump, like, see, the problem is he said he was going to leave Syria, and then he moves troops to Iraq and Saudi Arabia, and then he goes back into Syria to take their oil, and he tells everybody he's going to. So, like, is he doing that to let everybody know in the world what we actually really do? Or is he doing that because, like, if you're a U.S. soldier or a family of a U.S. soldier, you look at that and you say, well, he didn't bring anybody home. He didn't do anything. So I keep saying
he's not doing anything. They're all back there where they started.
Yeah. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. The same with the tariffs. And the tariffs, what's changed? We're going to make a deal with the Chinese. But the deal is to go back from the beginning because they put all the, remember, they stopped buying the produce from our farmers.
Yep.
So nothing's changed. It's like we're at zero where we started. So if Trump gets in, what's going to change then, Mike? You know what I mean? It seems like it's a game, and it's just.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing.
It is. It's called keeping the American people dumb, stupid, and imagining that they're happy while the nation gets looted and plundered. what Trump is doing to Syria right now is what American corporations are doing to Americans right now. And the whole point of politics and the corporate media is to keep reassuring you everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. You don't need to revolt. You don't need to have a revolution because really you're so much better off than the people living in other countries.
Yeah, I mean, if Trump put somebody in charge of, you know, in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, like that would actually, like the guy McGregor on Tucker, like to bring the troops actually home from Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, this would throw a monkey wrench in all these people that's going after him, because it would throw
yes.
them back years. But he's not doing it.
He's not.
And if he really wanted to throw a monkey wrench at these people, that he would do that, because they would be back to what, zero, where they started, right? And it'd be hard
yep.
to get back in after all those troops and equipment were moved out. So I don't know what Trump's game is, you know, but Mike, as we speak, no infrastructure bill. The borders are wide open.
Nope.
I was reading on the Drudge Report a couple
yep.
Days ago. Immigrant families at record amount coming over the border. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's doing anything, you
nope.
know? So I just don't see any hope for anything anymore. It sounds like a Debbie Downer, but it's just because what I see with my own eyes is nothing getting done. Like, what's Bill Barr doing? Absolutely nothing. What did Jeff Sessions do? Absolutely nothing. Rudy Giuliani's talking up a big game, but at the end of the day, none of them are going to do nothing because they're all aligned with the elements of the establishment. Like Giuliani is, even Flynn, you know, I don't know Flynn's personably, you know. But, I mean, it seems like everybody who's in Washington, D.C., the Beltway area, is just utterly unfixable and corrupt. And that's the way I look at it. It's just,
well, they don't see a reason to change anything, and any kind of significant change or upset runs the risk of collapsing the system as a whole. When you were a kid, did you ever have an experience where you started running downhill and you're running faster and faster and it feels great how fast you can go, and all of a sudden you realize you can't stop? And all you can do is run as hard as you can to keep from falling down. That, I think, is a good analogy for what's going on with our federal government right now. They can't stop what they're doing. They're in too deep. And all they can do is just keep on doing what they've been doing in the hope that they can avoid a collapse. But it's only a matter of time.
And going back to what Joe from Tennessee, Joe, there's no justice. It's just us. The judges has nothing to do with justice. It's about politics and factional fighting. And these people don't follow the law. They follow what they're told to do, unfortunately. So the judges are all bought off. Unfortunately, also, you know. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Sovereign Man. Aloha, Sov. What's on your mind today? Sovereign Man, are you there? Nope, I guess we lost him here. Okay, the Pentagon is expanding their permanent Africa presence. I bet a lot of you didn't even know we had an Africa presence. We have a separate command, AFRICOM. Sounds suspiciously close to the Nazis' Africa Corps. Rommel, we will drive Montgomery across the Sahara Desert. Anyway, the Pentagon is expanding their permanent Africa presence with a $110 million drone base in Niger, which I understand is already operational. By the way, there is a story floating about that the United States has decided that the next generation aircraft carrier won't have any aircraft, that they will, in fact, be submarines capable of launching and recovering drones, an idea that actually goes back to the Japanese in World War II, who actually had a submersible aircraft carrier. So let's talk about what's going on over in Syria. Assad, tongue firmly planted in cheek, was thanking Donald Trump for showing the world what the United States really is, and basically saying, the United States is just pillaging Syria's oil. That's it. There's no other word for it. They're going on in and they're pillaging. And everybody's out there trying to talk about this so-called Syrian Constitutional Committee. While they yammer on and yammer on, the United States is sucking the oil out from Syria, putting it in trucks and sending it outside Syria for processing and sale. Story out of Global Research up in Canada saying there's no ceasefire in northern Syria. The Pentagon has stated they will use overwhelming force to maintain U.S. control over the Syrian oil. Excuse me, a little bit of a sneeze there. So everything the United States is doing in Syria right now is a war crime under the UN Charter and international law. Trump has turned us into a criminal rogue nation. Of course, he had a lot of help, not just him. He did have a lot of help. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How does anyone know that the United States hasn't been doing this all along? Going in and pillaging?
Well, actually, Friday there was a story that said, yes, indeed, it's been the U.S. all along that's smuggling out Syrian oil.
Right.
Of course, if you look at the idea that ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the U.S. were all working together, then by default, any oil smuggling that ISIS was doing was for the benefit of the United States.
Yeah. Well, we already know the United States created ISIS.
Yes.
And they created Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
The United States probably went in and took all of Libya's gold. I don't think this is anything new, Mike. I mean, I just think that Donald Trump is forcing the hand. If you were to walk into the United States as president, and you would make actually a really good one, wouldn't you look at all this stuff and say, what the hell's going on here?
I certainly would. And from the way Trump talked during the 2016 campaign, one would have reasonably assumed that he was pretty much clued into what was going on. But as soon as he got elected, boom, went over to the other side, became part of the system.
He may have. He may have been part of the system the whole time. Or
maybe
he really didn't know how bad it was.
I tend to think the latter.
We're just speculating.
Because he's never been treated like he's an insider.
No, of course not. He never will be. I think they don't have anything on him, like anything real, in order to force him to be an insider. Like all
of
these other
career politicians.
If they had
something real on Donald Trump, there would have been no Christopher Steele dossier. There would have been no Russiagate. They would have gone with what they had that was solid. I mean, the fact that there's been so much fakery around Trump's removal from office tells us they couldn't find anything. And so they concocted this Russiagate story. That fell apart. Now they're trying to figure out a way to impeach him. That's falling apart. And all I can say is to any of Donald Trump's security people who are listening to this broadcast, you know, drink a lot of coffee. Make sure you're wearing your Kevlar, because the next step up from this is they're going to try and take him out.
It's his third year, Mike. When was I actually predicted this about three and a half years ago. I said John F. Kennedy got shot in, I think it was November, right, in Dallas.
Yes.
In his third year.
Yes.
We're there. We're like right here, Mike. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it wouldn't surprise me if it were to happen. It really wouldn't.
Well, the big question is going to be
no
who are they going to try and blame for it?
Jeffrey Epstein.
I mean, during the, right? the JFK assassination, of course, the original plan was to frame Cuba for it. But Lyndon Johnson, who knew about this threat from the Khrushchev's nuclear missiles, said, no, 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 we got to reframe it. It was just one crazed lone nut. We don't blame Cuba for it. We don't blame the Soviet Union for it. It was just Lee Harvey Oswald. He went wacko, batty brain, and shot our president.
Yep. That's how these things always happen. The lone nut gunman with the TM, the small little TM in a circle at the end, above it all.
Yes.
So, yeah, and, you know, anyway, yeah, it's all falling apart. And let me ask you a question, Mike, and like this real quick, because I don't want this to take forever. If you were in Donald Trump's position, seeing all this around you and seeing how they react, wouldn't you be a little bit, wouldn't you just be a little bit afraid?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Donald Trump has a family, a pretty big family.
Yes.
Right? And the media and the politicians have already made it quite clear that everyone is fair game. So I actually kind of feel sorry for the guy. I really do.
Well, and, I don't, because he did want the job. Okay, and
yes, he
he's been a bit of a disappointment. I definitely disagree with this idea that everybody in Trump's family is fair game. Now, obviously, Jared Kushner being a player, it's okay to talk about him. But leave Barron alone. Leave Melania alone. They're off limits. Even the mafia says the family is off limits. This is business between men only, and you leave the family. Ivanka, she's becoming a player too. But,
but
this
his
idea
other
that everybody is fair game.
Yeah, but, you know, like, you can't just go in and just start, you know, if someone puts themselves in a position where they're out there, like you're just saying, you kind of put yourself in that position. So, but these people that are innocent, I mean, it's just, you don't go after innocent people. I mean, a lot of people
no,
do.
You don't.
That's just, you shouldn't. Because it just shows your true colors.
That's what we've had here at What Really Happened. I mean, we got the story about Chelsea Clinton actually being fathered by Webb Hubble, and we sat on it. I said, it's nobody's business. Now, of course, that Chelsea Clinton is becoming a public person, the story becomes relevant.
Yep. And she's had plastic surgery in order to alter her appearance.
Yes.
So that's got to say something
D-Webb.
Right there. I mean, who does that? Yeah. Anyways, Mike, it was nice talking to you. I'm glad I see you're setting up your in your own room, your widescreen now. Things are looking good.
Yep. Yeah, we're getting there.
Perfect.
There's a lot more to do, but you know, we're up and running. We're alive, and as of tomorrow, the readers' letters will be back online as well.
Perfect. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good night.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Good night to you too as well. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as I mentioned to that caller, the U.S. troops that Donald Trump took out of Syria are now back in Syria, exactly where they started. It's like they got put on a bus and driven out to the Mediterranean, have a day at the beach, but you're going back to Syria. So I'm sure he's going to, during the campaign next year, he's going to talk about when he pulled the troops out of Syria. It really didn't happen. It was an illusion only. Meanwhile, Russia is claiming that the U.S. is smuggling $30 million worth of oil out of Syria every month under Trump's criminal plan. Frankly, I think it's an underestimate. And it's not like the United States needs the oil. It's about keeping it out of the hands of Bashar al-Assad, so he can't use the money from that oil to rebuild Syria after all the bombing. It's really kind of petty vindictiveness if you think about it. Anyway, the U.S. military is sending thousands of troops, meaning your kids, and even B-1 bombers into Saudi Arabia to counter Iran, to counter their nuclear threat. what nuclear threat? Nobody's ever found that Iran was even considering, let alone building, nuclear weapons. Well, they won't think about it now because we're gonna surround my troops and B-1 bombers. What a waste of personnel and money. Okay, now a little bit of good news. The United States and South Korea have canceled a joint military air drill. This is for the second straight year, hoping this will help ease tensions. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Sovereign Man is back on the line. So take it away, Sov.
Hey, Mike. My original comment was towards, a national debt. I just want to let you know, I don't have any national debt. Okay? But actually, the other subject I want to talk about, have you heard of the the Barron Trump series. It's called, Barron Trump, and another novel is The Last President. Have you seen those? They're two books from the late 1800s. Hello? Uh-oh. Am I carrying the show? Can you hear me?
I'm saying, can you be more specific?
Oh, okay. The Barron Trump novels are two children's novels. One in 1889 and 1893, the American author and lawyer, Ingersoll Lockwood. It says they remained obscure until 2017 when they received media attention for perceived similarities between their protagonist and the U.S. President, Donald Trump. So, I mean, they're interesting reads. They're kind of like some people claim that Trump or that has something to do with time travel. They're just interesting reads. That's all I'm saying.
It's
I don't
a little
know if
out
heard
there.
Of.
No, I hadn't heard
of
that.
Yeah, it is out there. But these are books that were written in the late 1800s, Mike. And it's really ironic how a lot of the things in these books have came about. And they correspond. You should do some research on it.
It's interesting because about a year before the sinking of the Titanic, somebody in Great Britain published a novel called The Titan, which was basically right. about a super luxurious ship on its maiden voyage sinking. So, there's only so many events out there that are imaginable, and every once in a while somebody will write something that does seem very prescient, but it's usually just coincidental.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes coincidence and fact are one and the same. So I don't really believe in the coincidental things, though. Just like the Matrix, that was written
yes.
by a woman. I know that you know that, don't you? It wasn't written
yes.
by the Wachowski brothers. Yeah.
Oh, they're merely directed.
Yeah. There was a lot of different things, Simulation, Simulacra, and a few other books that were incorporated into the movie, but, that The Matrix was written by, I think, Sophia Stewart, I think her name is. Is that correct?
I don't recall the name off the top of my head, but what's the point you're trying to make? Because we're almost out of time this hour.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's an interesting read, and if people have some time, they should look into it.
All right, well, Sovereign, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we've got other callers waiting on the line after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.